Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. Big Jake in studio with a special guest. Nat from United Way is here. Good morning, Nat.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in here to chat about a big weekend coming up for you all. This is something that you and I have been kind of talking about and working out a plan for, it seems like, quite a few months, haven't we?
Yeah, at least 8 months, I think.
Yeah, we've been kind of discussing it and how we can, and some people, as we talk about it, some people are probably like, oh yeah, I heard the, you know, look, heard the commercial on that.
Yeah.
The United We Stand event, a weekend of unity, culture, and community connection. And we've had you on before to kind of talk about it on our Southern Illinois Insider program. I think you've been on the morning show here a couple of times, but basically it kind of started as an idea that you got from, it was a state fair, right? Isn't that how you explained it?
Yeah, when I was a kid, yeah. My parents used to take us up to the state fair up at Springfield every year. And there was a section that was called the Village of Cultures. And it was a big circle. You could walk around and you could experience the different cultures, stop and talk to each person in a different booth. And you can ask questions about their dresses and stuff. And as a kid, I just absolutely loved that. It really inspired me to learn and to get out in the world and experience things. And so hopefully we can bring a little bit of that here to Southern Illinois.
Yeah. And you guys are making it kind of, because you service, you know, quite a few areas, with United Way of South Central Illinois, which it's uwsci.org. If you want to learn more, and their Facebook page is very active. It's got information on this and everything else that they do. Because you serve so many areas, you kind of wanted to spread it out a little bit. So you're starting things tomorrow night, Friday, August 8th in Centralia.
Correct. We're going to be having a free dinner at the Cultural Society. We have a few really great speakers that I'm excited about. We have Alex Kaur. His mother was actually a Holocaust survivor. And he talks about, her name was Eva, and he talks about how she went from this scared child to being able to grow into acceptance and understanding, and how she was able to get there. And then we also have a new addition, which I am so excited about because I've heard these guys speak. Carl and Linda Flowers, they're from down in Carbondale. And they have the most beautiful way of speaking on different cultures and how we're all different, but how we all come together. And I'm really excited for our community to get to experience them. And then we have dinner is going to be served. Once again, all of this is completely free of charge. Shammy's Food for the Soul might be the best part of the whole evening. Because her food is delicious, and I'm very excited about it. So we're going to have her, and she's going to be providing a meal to everyone. And we were able to do all of this through a grant that we received from the Southern Illinois Community Foundation.
Yeah, it's been it's been something that's it's been kind of it's been on your heart to create and make happen for our area. And hopefully this will be something that you guys can maybe kind of do every year, different speakers every year, you know,
that's the hope.
Maybe bounce around a few extra places too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's Friday, August 8th in Centralia, United We Stand. It's the first night. Now, this is a 2-night deal. So it's the first night, a free meal there, and a great couple of great presentations, and lots to learn about with the at the Centralia Cultural Society, which makes sense because you guys are trying to expand your cultures, expand your horizons, learn more. And that's exactly what they do over there. So that's Friday. Now, what does it entail for Saturday? What are we looking at there?
So Saturday, I'm actually trying to recreate a little bit of that I experienced up in Springfield. So we're going to have different booths from different food vendors. And you get to walk around and get a sample of each of these. So we have Shammy's Food for the Soul once again. So she's got Southern cuisine, Joe's Pizza, local favorite. Everybody knows Joe's, but he'll have a little bit of Italian out there for us. We have a family that's actually coming to set up to talk about Canada. So the G family is going to be out doing that. Papa Knox has got more soul food and comfort food. And then we've got Crazy Asian Eats. And if you like any of these foods that are going to be there, they're also going to be selling. So in addition to the sample that you could get, you could also buy from them. We'll also have performers throughout the day. So Alex Kaur, once again, is going to be there. And he's going to be speaking again, teaching us about how his mother overcame some of her feelings. And then we have artists that are going to perform throughout the day. So we have Brandy Mount, Cortez Hodge, Robbie Edwards, Janice Strutt, Vanessa Thomas. And then we've got the kiddos from Center Stage. They're going to be coming over and doing a few performances for us. So it's going to be a full day. Should be really fun.
Yeah. So that's Saturday in Mount Vernon at the Commons. And you said it starts up at 10, right?
It starts at 10.
It's kind of right there with market days and everything else. I think they start at 9, but or something like that. But they're all right there at the same time.
Yeah. We're all going to be down at the Commons. Yeah. It's really going to be great.
Yeah. So the big one, as far as, you know, if you're, you can kind of mingle in and out.
Oh, absolutely.
For Saturday.
Yeah.
But Friday would be the one you'd have to kind of sort of make plans for. 6 p.m. Centralia Cultural Society. It's the United We Stand dinner. It's the kickoff for the whole weekend with guest speakers there as well. UWSCI.org or find them on Facebook for details. United Way of South Central Illinois on this and other events and everything else they have going on. Very active Facebook page, so make sure you check that out. Anything else, Nat? I know you have an event coming up next week you may want to mention real quick.
Yeah, we have a protein market, so we're really excited about this. We were able to do one up in Centralia a couple of weeks ago, and it was fantastic. So we're going to have a protein market. It's going to be down at Ringside Buffet. Starts at 1 o'clock. Lineup doesn't start until 11. Some people get there really early. Please don't do that because it puts a burden on the city, and we definitely don't want to do that. We want to be a good partner to them. So start lineup at 11, but we're going to have ground pork, we're going to have tomatoes, eggs, potatoes, milk. It's really going to be worthwhile. And we're very excited that the Midwest Food Bank is going to bring all that down for us.
Yeah. And what day is that on?
That'll be on Thursday.
On Thursday. So make sure you keep an eye out for that on the Facebook page, United Way of South Central Illinois, and make plans for Friday, for tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. Please come out and see us.
Their free meal and great guest speakers for the United We Stand event going on Friday and Saturday. Centralia Cultural Society, 6 p.m. tomorrow with a meal and those guest speakers, and then 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. around the Commons, the second half, the festival portion and the cultural festival on Saturday in Mount Vernon. So they're bouncing back and forth. So a great thing, connection matters, more now than ever. So United We Stand, and with United Way of South Central Illinois. Nat is in here this morning. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks as always.